Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Hope you are having a fabulous day and the fabulous show continues. Stacey Lewis is joining us. She is a physiotherapist with a special interest in aquatic therapy and rehabilitation. Yes, that means lots of healing can take place in the water. So, Stace, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show. How are you?
Thank God, I am doing well. I hadn't been well so recently. I'll tell you a little bit about the water. I mean, should I say my healing? But actually, what happens to be my occupation was actually what I'll say my salvation. Because I walked up the stairs to the studio today, two flights, and absolutely 100% fine. So thank you for having me, and what a privilege to be here.
Well, thank you for coming, and what a privilege to have you on the show. And, you know, walking up two flights of stairs, I wonder how many people who this morning woke up and groaned, oh no, I've got to walk up two flights of stairs. For you, you've done it and you're grateful, and it almost sounds like it's a miracle because of what you've been through. So let's hear the story, Stacey. You're a physiotherapist. So let's go back. What's the story?
So the story is, I've always loved dancing, and I don't know how long ago I developed rheumatoid arthritis. I can't even remember when I was officially diagnosed, but it got to a point where if I danced, I loved it when I danced, but I was sore. And one would never believe that I would seek healing in the water. I actually, and this is a true story, I had a letter from my mother to the school PT teacher excusing me from swimming in the deep end. So that is how connected I was to the water. Absolutely not. And I'm still admittedly not a phenomenal swimmer. But I was desperate to find a way to feel healthy again and to enjoy moving. So I started dabbling in aquaerobics and moving in the water at the gym. And for me, I just saw the immediate benefits. And that led to me, you know, I'm a bit of the queen of the pivot. I've done a lot of things in my life, but I decided this is it for me. And I've skilled myself and I trained locally and overseas. And I used to rent a pool, and the dream actually, my dream became a reality. I opened my very own pool at my home, indoor heated, beautiful pool, this year, January. At this stage, I was still absolutely well. I mean, to the point I was working 13 hours a day. And that's how much energy I had. It didn't even feel like work, because for me, literally, I happened to get paid for it. And I became ill. It started, it's a long story, I'm not going to go into the details, but unluckily a combination between actually one of my arthritis medications and a mosquito-borne virus led to me becoming progressively more ill and almost in a state of anaphylaxis, and obviously admitted to hospital and whatever, you know, whatever treatment that I needed to save me basically also caused its own side effects. And net result is I got home, and whatever had caused this weakness in my legs, this excruciating pain, difficulty with balance, and I was walking with a walker. And progressed then to walking with two crutches, one crutch, and my whole journey of healing, well, let's say the physical part, although the water has some incredible, intangible, spiritual and healing part, but I literally rehabbed myself in my own magnificent swimming pool. And not only did I walk up the stairs, but I was in Cape Town recently, and I walked 10 kilometers with my mom. I'm back to full strength, and I'm back. It actually led to a rash, but I said, you know, like that bad rash you can't get rid of? I'm like that. You can't get rid of Stacey.
Stacey. Wow. Okay, so that in a nutshell, right? There's the story. So we want to unpack it. You know, we can't just listen to the story. We want to go back. Because what stood out for me was you building the pool, realizing that there was lots of healing, doing healing in pool, like aquatic therapy and rehab, building your own pool, everything going well, everything beautiful, loving what you're doing, but 13 hours a day. Can we just pause and just really, because we normalize, you know, 13 hours a day, you just throw it out there and everyone's nodding and going, oh my God, and she's so wonderful and she's so busy and she can do 13 hours and that's what we want. We kind of, that's, you know, that's the kind of stress, those are the stress levels we all aim for. Is that normal? I mean, do you think when you look back now, 13 hours a day, maybe you were exaggerating, but that's a lot of work.
No exaggeration. So just to tell you, wow. I'm a single mom of four. I'm a double D. That's not my bar size. I'm a double divorcee. And, you know, we have responsibilities.
D squared.
So yeah. The whole thing is that I didn't even in my mind allow myself, I was so busy in this passion. I mean, the passion wasn't abnormal, but I think it was almost like taking a chance with my body, not the expectation. I just thought, okay, it can do it, And because I loved it so much, I didn't realize that, not perhaps, definitely, it played its role. So that is, people used to say to me, you're superhuman. And the truth is there is no such thing as superhuman. And this aspiration to be that, so for me, in healing, there was a lot of letting go. So there was never pressure, Stacey, you've got to do the most hours or do the best. It was just, the work was there, I loved it, I did it. But I realized that in being the healer, right, and I'm so passionate about being there for others that I forgot that I'm actually, and I'm not going to say should be, because right now where I'm at, I am the most important person in my life. For many reasons, because guess what? If I'm not number one, not one person who needs me or depends on me or that I'm responsible for, I can't be there for them. So I didn't even realize that even though my passion and my income or my occupation coincided, I still was not treating myself the way I would, if I was giving someone advice that I loved. That advice that I would give them, I wasn't taking that advice. I wasn't even aware, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that amazing? And it took you to have this problem with the medication and this virus and combined and going to hospital and then having to rehabilitate yourself on that level for you to kind of have that. Because I think that what you've said is really, really important. And I think that people need to listen to it because you are the healer, but we all on some level want to take on that role. And I think especially as mothers, and I'm not saying fathers don't, they do, absolutely. Mothers very often, you just look at nature, right? The mother will give up her food and she'll give the food to the cubs. It's what we do. It's there. But we very seldom stop and question whether it's at our expense. And so I think that what you've said is so important, Stacey. I really, really do. And I hope that people listen very closely because we don't want to one day land up in hospital when everything collapses. And I think it especially happens to people in what you do, healing and helping other people. Like, it doesn't matter about me. I'm helping other people. So, wow. So thank you for sharing that. Such an important message. So let's go back to this slow rehabilitation that's happened because you're out of hospital and now you've got the pool at home and you've got problems with your legs and walking and you're first on a walker. Did you have someone helping you, Stacey? Was it you just taking yourself through that process? How did that work? How did you unpack all of that?
So firstly, I didn't just immediately step into the water. I think it was a combination of me surrendering and some nice sedative medication, that I couldn't really do that immediately. And one of the physiotherapists that works with me, Jessica Resnick, is an incredible human being. So in terms of the actual rehab journey, so just a little step back, I'm also epileptic, and I was whipped off my anti-epileptic medication because we didn't know which was the offending drug. So I wasn't actually allowed to drive or be in the pool unattended. So yes. I always had to have someone with me, and she pushed me as well. She said, right, when are we getting into the pool? And even if it started with a few minutes, and I think she even had to kind of stop me sometimes and say, okay, that's enough for today. And so really she was by my side through that journey. And then it also became a nice way. Once I felt confident and not walking with a walker, I would make an arrangement. Someone said, well, when am I seeing you? And I said, if you can supervise me in the water, or come join me in the water, then we can be in the water, and I can do my rehab and I can do my exercise. But I can tell you that is, I always say anyway, what I tell my patients when they say, thank you for what you do for me. And this is actually, now that I think about it, it's the same theory. And I say it's a 33.3% recurring combination. A third, a third, a third. Yes, thank you, Stacey. I take the credit. Number two, thank you to the water for its magic. Take the credit. And thank you, the other third, to Hashem. So in this case, yes, people in my life, and I'll tell you, I've never ever felt so carried and loved and held and had, you know, the guidance with the work. But one of the other parts is there was a lot of inner work that had to be done. And I can tell you that the good news is no one chooses adversity ever, right? And when I say thank God that I've had multiple adversities, it's not saying that I chose them, but it's like a muscle, right? And each time one goes through it, we learn lessons and we get better at handling things. And actually this year I had five very close, but prior to this, like five massive traumas, which normally, you know, one goes into survival mode, then we process. There wasn't even time to process. So really what was so important for me to get through this was the self-work. And the one thing I said is I never ever once felt hopeless. I might have felt helpless, but never once hopeless. And I never doubted that I would get through it. I just didn't know what that would look like, if that makes sense.
Wow, it's amazing. And I really love that. You might have felt helpless, but you never felt hopeless. And just how, as you say, Hashem, your spiritual approach, because that really is important. It plays such an important role in healing. Wow, Stacey. So let's talk about this water, right? You say there's something magical. We know how healing water is. We know what it means. We know that people are cleansed in the water. And here you are taking rehabilitation and taking healing into this water. Maybe you can just explain to people, because you've just said, you know, you and water were never fond friends. You never wanted to spend time in the water. And perhaps for some people, there's that barrier. They don't want to get into a costume and climb into the water. Maybe we can just speak to that, because that in itself is overcoming some kind of psychological barrier. But let's talk about the water.
Okay, so the first thing I just want to say is, being Jewish, I remember when I had my mikveh lessons. I don't know which time, you know, I had mikveh lessons before each marriage, but and I also attended a lecture about mikveh, and that not even the sentiment, the fact that we are actually closest to Hashem in water. So that's the first spiritual dimension. But I tell you, there is science behind it, behind the magic of the water. So water is denser than air, and water is buoyant. And also the water, most aquatic therapy premises is what we call thermoneutral. So it's body temperature or slightly above. So it's comfortable. And it has many properties. So the thing with buoyancy is buoyancy literally lifts you up. It acts in the direction opposite to gravity. And that actually offloads your joints. So, for example, if you're submerged to the level of your belly button, your joints are offloaded 50%. And if at up to the top of your sternum, your breastbone, those joints are offloaded up to 80%. Just moving through the water, because of its viscosity, there's an inherent resistance in the water. So one can achieve so much more, but with less energy expenditure in the water. Like it can mm-hmm. feel like you haven't done much, but actually just mm-hmm. moving in the water in a vertical position, you're moving against resistance. And I mean, there's so many studies. I've actually handed in my first draft of my physiotherapy master's at age 47 in aquatics. And through my journey, I had to do a whole lot of research. And you cannot believe the studies and what the water does for depression, for anxiety, for the autonomic nervous system. Because, you know, we live life in fight or flight. That's the sympathetic nervous system. And there's actually proof that it dampens the sympathetic response. There's proof on what it does for pain and even the mechanisms in the way in which it acts. My particular study was on frozen shoulder, but it's magical. I have patients that on land can hardly move, put them in the water, and I call it the great abilifier. So it's not only that I see it every day, but there's actually science behind it and magic.
Magic. I love the water. Listen, you, I'm definitely the converted here. But something just before, because we're running out of time, Stacey, but you know, people talk about as you get older, women especially, resistance training is important, weight training is important. Would that be a type of weight training? You talk about the viscosity of the water, you talk about resistance. Could that be seen as a kind of a weight training in the water?
So first of all, not even a kind of. I did a whole outreach project because my security guard outside is a professional boxer. So I thought, let me experiment with him before his next fight. And then I landed up doing this whole initiative where I trained these boxers from Ennerdale in the water. Yeah. And the one particular guy who does the most fights hasn't lost a fight since. And we use what we call water weights, which feel like nothing out the water. But put them in the water, let me tell you. In fact, this is a challenge to anybody who thinks they're a bodybuilder or they're super strong for free. I challenge you, contact me and we'll have a little contest in my pool. Because let me tell you, people say it's for grannies. Well, let me tell you, these grannies will give you a run for your money. And it's not only grannies. I've worked with disabled people, able people, sports people. It's for everyone. So it's not even, in my mind, just equivalent to this weight training. And you can still weight bear in the water. You can run in the water. But my PhD is going to be to prove that it's not even equivalent. It's superior.
Yeah, and I love that you said it. It's, you know, there's this misnomer, this idea that it's for older people who don't want to be gymming. Nonsense, rubbish and nonsense. I'll share something with you, Stacey. Many years ago, my mother had an aquaerobics gym, really, and I was one of her instructors many years ago. And we used to measure the people who would come. So we'd measure them, their waist, their all body parts, and then after 6 weeks, we would measure them again. And they lost inches, literally inches, and they develop muscles. And this, we're going back 25 years ago, like a long, long time ago. And people, like some woman who had a prolapsed uterus, that all of a sudden miraculously fixed. All of these issues and pain, and we just noticed all of these miraculous improvements. And so, and what I'm saying is the pool was filled with people from all walks of life. So it's absolute nonsense that only older people go into the swimming pool. We've absolutely got to change that. And I love that we've had this conversation today. And hopefully, Stacey, more and more and more people will be turning to this beautiful healing element that is the water. But I want to thank you so much for coming onto the show. Before we say goodbye, is there anything you wanted to share very, very quickly before we say goodbye?
I just want to say, I think I've already converted a lot of people in terms of the age. I mean, now it's a little bit quieter, it's December, but in the busy times, we were running 23 classes a week of aquatic exercise. So that's not even just the therapy. And as you say, from all walks of life. So I just say I invite you to join in the magic. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, Stacey, it's such a pleasure. You're a walking example of the healing benefits of water, of mind, of body, spirit. And it's been lovely having you on the show. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Stacey Lewis, physiotherapist, aquatic therapy and rehabilitation.